This is my lounge. Oh, yes. You mustn't imagine it's always like this. I should change them curtains. Those are our winter ones. The summer ones are more of a chintz. The walls need redoing. My brother paid £50 to have him published, and he will pay £150 to have Mr. Charter picking flowers in the Indies for a year, while the wife plays mistress of the captain's quarters. I'm just walking along, talking, minding my own business, and something walks up to me and says, "Hey, what's your problem?" "Bernard, I don't know why I'm bothering. You're arrogant, greedy, and reckless. You've gone from a glint in your eye to a sure thing in a hop, skip, and a jump. You deserve what you get, and I think you're mad. It was the Eggman's job. But I did kick the Eggman in the shins after, and he didn't feel up to it. He insinuated it was me murdered Jack Ellery's goose and Pat Brennan's cat for them. I know it was. But if it gets bandied around town, I'll never be getting paid." When I was 16, I remember slipping out one Sunday night. It was this time of year, the beginning of August, and Bernie and I met at the gate of the workhouse, and the pair of us off to a dance in Ardstraw. I was being pestered by a fella called Tim Carlin at the time, but it was really Brian McGinnis that I was keen on. "The man tells me this is an honour." "What kind of honour?" says I. "I have spent my life avoiding honours. The honour of serving with His Majesty's forces. The honour of making a woman decent in the eyes of God. The honour of buying the boss a drink." Cheers.